You've just been recognized by the National Education Association for your work promoting racial and social justice at the Racial and Social Justice Conference. So what does it mean to promote racial and social justice in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District?
There's a very small minority population on the Homer High campus, and I'm part of that minority population. How are we being culturally sensitive? How are we addressing here in Alaska, in all of our schools, how are we addressing cultural needs? Are we talking about the Alaska Native populations as they exist within our own communities? Are we tying in some of the Russian culture, being that here on the Southern Peninsula, the Russian culture is so prominent? Are we inviting elders into our classroom? Are we inviting community members to come in? In my own intensive needs program, we go and we work at the food pantry on Monday and we work in the animal shelter on Thursday. They're giving back to their community while they're also learning soft vocational skills. Everybody wants to have that positive engagement, but if we're not facilitating the relationships, how are we making it happen?
Well, you were just saying that it was about 4 years ago this initiative began within the NEA. And so how long have you been working on this?
I've been a member of the NEA since I started teaching in 2009. My voice on a national level, I didn't have that opportunity until I came to Alaska. I went and straight to the bush, which is where I wanted to be. I was an ambler in the Kobuk region in the Northwest Arctic School District. And then I was in Kotzebue, and I did special education there in Kotzebue, which is the hub there in Northwest Arctic. I'm lucky enough here on the Kenai Peninsula with the pink slips that we're given, and being that we have a very high turnover this year. That's budget reasons, that's people feeling that they need to preserve themselves and their family, and so they're leaving our state. I came here because I wanted to have a direct impact culturally.
What are some of the things that you're doing in order to enact that?
The things that I've done necessarily have, some of them have been in the classroom, but more so on the legislative piece. So within our own NEA Alaska, we've had legislative pieces in regards to cultural immersion and making sure that there's access to cultural immersion camps and cultural immersion curriculum. And then that C3 cultural camp also helps to meet the Alaska Studies cultural requirements in regards to your teaching certification to become a professional teacher here within the state of Alaska.
And how do you bring the work that you were doing at the Racial and Social Justice Conference back to Homer?
Our own Red for Ed movement here.
Explain Red for Ed.
Red for Ed is the educational campaign movement to facilitate full funding for education in all school settings for all students receiving public education services. How are we organizing our communities and making sure that our community members are aware of how their schools are being affected by our legislative decisions, and making sure that their voice is heard, whether they're sending emails or making phone calls, a sign in their yard or a sign on their cars. And it really is a matter of getting our community members involved. These are your students. These are your children attending these schools. And if your school doesn't have the funding in order to support the staff there, you will not have your school. You will not have the access to the programs that you so value.